ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदारे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो आज हम लोगों की का ये ब्रजमंडल गौड़मंडल परिक्रमा समाप्त होगी। कल हम लोग यहाँ से वृंदावन और मथुरा में सब जाएंगे। बसें सब 6 बजे के पहले 5 बजे आएगी, 6 बजे तक हम लोग लौट जाएंगे। अभी और शाम तक देखेंगे, रात तक कितने आदमी मथुरा जाने वाले हैं और कितना वृंदावन जाने वाले हैं, उसी के अनुसार में व्यवस्था करेंगे। हाथ उठवा दे कि पीछे। अच्छा, वृंदावन में कितने आदमी, हाउ मेनी डिवोटीज विल गो टू वृंदावन? ओनली और मथुरा कौन कौन जाएगा? हाथ नहीं उठा रहा। हु विल गो टू मथुरा? तू नहीं जाएगी? अच्छा, सब ठीक, बहुत अच्छा। तो कितना अंदाज करो? आधा दी, 2 बस वहाँ, तो 2 बस के यात्री हैं, इतने 2 बस में ही सब पूरे आ जाएंगे।
और भी हैं यात्री,
चार दिल्ली लोग चले गए। और विचार कर ले, तो 1 बस मथुरा, 1 बस वृंदावन, और भोटी हैं। प्रेमानंद का 50 जन 40 जन का पार्टी है। अच्छा बैठ जाओ। हाँ, वो 2 बस लगेगा, वो इन दी लास्ट में हाथ उठवाएंगे तब देखेंगे। हाँ, जो बस से आए हैं वो बस से जाएंगे। अच्छा, इतने आदमी तो है ना, ये तो जाएंगे। ठीक है, अच्छा, आज कल नए लोगों ने कुछ संन्यास लिया है, Some new devotees have taken sannyas, renounce order. I want that first they should speak something. No, I want to hear. First, what name?
Nevi.
Gavasthi Nevi Maharaj should come. And you can sit here. And from here you can speak 15 minutes about the glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or also this way on glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should come here. He is a very qualified person. He was a very good, high class of scientist. And also, Sahitya ka, Sahitya ke ki bulare? Literature, master of literature, good preacher, good singer. That is why, scientist I told. And he has published so many books. So I was attracted to him. I wanted to give him sannyas 3-4 years before. But I saw that he should more qualify. And that is why now I get. Go on. Glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Charger,
And when she saw a baby, she saw, oh, this is just like Krishna Guru. Only one difference, that he is like molten gold and Krishna is like sapphire. Otherwise, no difference. So beautiful. So she gave the instruction that this child should be called Bhima. Because they're afraid that some witch or something evil will happen. So Neem is very good. So we see a European, auspicious European in Mayapur, there's a Neem tree. Maybe not the same Neem tree as they did, but anyway, Nima is born under the Neem tree. So, Srila Gurudev is eager to hear about the speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to fulfill a particular mission. He is not, although we say, Namo Mahavadan Avatar, his most merciful incarnation. But actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not avatar only, but avatari. He is the source of all incarnation. Because Krishnas Kavaraj Goswami establishes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is none other than Krishna, Vrijendranandan Krishna. No difference at all. The Brahman effulgence is simply a small part of the rays from his divine tongue. And Paramatma is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of his expansion. And he himself is Bhagavan, not only Bhagavan, full of all opulences, but he's also Vrijendranandan Krishna, full of all madhuri also. But in a hidden way, he's coming with a very special mission. External and internal. So, externally, he wants to spread the holy name. But this is, really, this is the business of Yuga Avatar. In every Kali Yuga, one incarnation will appear to give Yuga Dharma, which in Kali Yuga is congregational chanting of the holy name. So, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Krishna himself appeared. And he performed his beautiful pastime. Why did Krishna come? His main reason, Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has explained, his main reason was to make a display of the Braj pastimes. Now we're so fortunate. We're coming 500 years after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his associates, one after another, they have broadcast the glories of Krishna and devotional service to Krishna in Vrindavan, Braj. But at the time that Krishna came, it is very confidential, just like in Sri Bhagavatamrita, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. After first part of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita culminates in very beautiful glorification of gopis. Our Srila Gurudev has so many times related these pastimes, Navabrindavan pastimes in Dwarka, glorifying the gopis. That Sri Uddhavji, the topmost devotee of Krishna, when Naraji came to him in complete ecstasy, oh, now I've traveled the length and breadth of the universe. Now I've found that personality who has Krishna's mercy to the fullest extent, completely intoxicated in ecstasy, falling at the feet of Uddhavji. And Uddhav immediately remembers the Brajvasis and especially the gopis. He's filled with something like transcendental envy, remembering the gopis. And how they are actually the recipients of Krishna's mercy. So, Parikshit Maharaj, he's glorifying the gopis. And at the end of this part of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Uttara Devi, his mother, says, what happens to the gopis? Everyone is going to Vaikuntha. Krishna's devotees are going to Vaikuntha. But how can we compare the gopis with other devotees of Krishna? Their love is so much more exalted. They've given everything in so many ways. So if they only go to Vaikuntha, this is not real, this is not right, this is not proper. So he's She's in anguish about this, crying. So then, to pacify her, Parikshit Maharaj then sang the second part of Sri Griha Bhagavatamrita, which brings us to Golok. So at that time, the secrets that Krishna himself is the Supreme Personality, full of all opulences, the source of all incarnations, and Vrijendranandana Krishna is full of all madhuri, more than Vishnu, more than Narayana. It's very, very confidential. So Krishna came at the end of Dwapara to manifest the full glories of the Braj pastimes, and especially his pastimes with the gopis. But afterwards he's thinking, oh, I came and we performed our pastimes, but who received Krishna prayer? What fruit seller? Some few, very, very few outside Braj. Very few. Even my Udavji, I sent him to Braj, he couldn't understand. So he's lamenting like this. Because he wanted, why does he want to display these pastimes? Just like my Guru Maharaj said, what's the use of hearing about Krishna's pastimes if you can't enter into them? So Krishna wants to recruit more, but it didn't happen. So when he's thinking like this, then I'll appear myself and I'll create a situation where more and more will understand this and pray, and they'll come. So at that time, the time for the appearance of Yuga, the Yuga Avatar came. So Krishna took his part and came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Naam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives is not ordinary Vaikuntha Naam, but Braj Naam, full of all mellows. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, he's Krishna himself, but he's taking the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radhika. So he's not just going as Vishaya Tattva, disputing frame. But he's coming in the position of Ashraya Tattva, supreme Ashraya Tattva, Srimati Radhika. So that frame that he's giving to the medium of Harinam, oh, that is a supreme frame. Up to, we've heard so many times, Madanaki Mahabhava, Srimati Radhika is Madanaki Mahabhava. And at the same time, he wants to taste the glories of Srimati Radhika's love for him and the happiness that she feels when she tastes his supreme glories, those glories in himself, that he sees that there's something in himself that enchants her so much, but he doesn't know what it is, and he wants to taste. He sees in the mirror, oh, it's so beautiful, but I can't taste. So only by taking the position of Srimati Radhika can he taste. So he's coming in a hidden way with a special mission as his own devotee. And he doesn't want people to understand that actually he's Krishna himself. Of course, his devotees recognize it can't be hidden. But for so long, in his Navadvip pastimes, he hid himself even from devotees like Shivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. They couldn't openly understand that this is actually Krishna himself. So, he's coming with this particular mission, not only of bringing people back home, back to Godhead, not only of distributing Harinam, not only Vaikuntha Naam, but Braj Naam, full of all mellows, highest mellow, everything is included in this Braj Naam. But he doesn't just, Krishna being, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radhika, he wants his followers to give service to Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Unnatojala Rasa Sabhakti Shri. This is part of his mission, that he wants to distribute this, because conditioned living entities can't take the place of Srimati Radhika. Sambhogi Samadhi. Not possible. But to distribute this, Mula Tattat Bhavi Samadhi. The position of servants to Srimati Radhika, or servants to the made servants of Srimati Radhika. He wants to distribute. So this he gave to his confidential servants, headed by Sri Rupa Sanatana, Rupanaga. Rupanaga means generally following Sri Rupa Sanatana, but in particular following Sri Rupa Manjari. This move. So all our acharyas, they're in this mood. And they've come to present Krishna consciousness even in this Kali Yuga. This is a very extraordinary speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's not only coming also for the most fallen, but he's coming specifically in Kali Yuga, specifically for the most fallen. In Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, he's not available. The knowledge is not available. Even before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there were great poets, Chandidas, Vijayapati, Jayadev Goswami. They were presenting praying, very beautiful songs and poetry that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was relishing so much. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, beginning with Sri Rupa Goswami, they prepared. Rupa Goswami, Sri Vishnu Chakrakatapa, Taku Bhaktivinoda especially, they presented this bhakti rush. Sri Rupa Goswami established from Rasa Shastra, he established the whole landscape of practice and perfection of transcendental rush. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with this mission, not only of tasting, not only of demonstrating this transcendental prayer, but also empowering, instructing and empowering, inspiring his followers to present this most very, very high, elevated perfection of practice and attainment of Madhuri Bhava, so that the fallen souls, ourselves, in Kali Yuga can attain this. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. জনার্দনের নাম কি হয়েছে? ও বৈখানস মহারাজ, শুড কাম এন্ড স্পিক সামথিং, এনি হরিকথা ইউ লাইক ইউ ক্যান টেল, নো ব্যান্ডেজ, নো ব্যান্ডিং, এনি কথা দ্যাট ইউ, ও ইয়েস ভেরি গুড, উইথ এনার্জি ইউ ক্যান. Thank you.
night in a simple way, because I'm also starting my preaching in a few weeks, but I met my beloved Shiksha Gurudev. He gave me an expression in Marshana. This is actually after the very first meeting, the first time we had a conversation, and he said to me that I want that you should follow me and feel for me the same way that you felt.
Oh, you should keep your dand on the ground. Ground. Yes, like this. Now.
That you should have the same feelings and serve me in the same way. And I thought at that time, how is this possible? I was so far from emotional service, and so far from Krishna consciousness, so many years. This is 1997. And I thought, I'm so moved because by this time, the first time I was at one point, and so many feelings have been denied, so many desires. That was bringing so many feelings. It was so time to come. But I think yesterday was the beginning of the fulfillment of that goal. So that is deeply, humbly, and eternally grateful. So, this morning we began speaking a little bit about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And what are his teachings?
Yes.
Go on.
And he spoke about his sannyas, and then he was beginning of his travels throughout India. Specifically, he was going to Southern India. And I wanted to get to the point where he met Sri Prabhupada, because out of all the speeches in the Charitamrita, Sri Gurudev said, if you take out the teachings of this Sri Ramananda Sankara, then it's like taking out Gopi Gita or Brahma Gita, all the most important parts of the 10th canto of Sri Prabhupada. This is one of the most fundamental and essential parts of all Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, what is the background? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, of course, at this time traveling in South India, and he was gathering up so many Indian devotees. So many important devotees were there. Kankata Raja, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Gopalananda Goswami, and Young Boy. Mahaprabhu, everywhere he went, was gathering up his intimate associates. Unlike Sri Krishna, whose associates, eternal associates, appeared with him in Braj, Mahaprabhu's associates were also throughout India. And they were waiting, ready for him to appear, to reclaim them. And so, when he went to Southern India, he was actually looking specifically for Roy Ramananda. Do you know who Roy Ramananda is? Gurudev asked that. Do you know Roy Ramananda? He is actually Vishaka, Sri Vishaka Devi. Who is Vishaka? Why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need to find him? There's a very interesting thing about this Roy Ramananda Sankara. In all of Chaitanya Charitamrita and in all of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear Sri Krishna giving instructions, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna giving instructions. Throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is giving instructions, so many places, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, to Prabhupada Saraswati, so many people, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But in his conversation with Sri Ramananda Roy, this was the one place Mahaprabhu was taking instruction. He was receiving instruction. And why? Because we know that the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance was to experience and relish the mellow of Srimati Radharani, who wanted to understand and feel and live for a movement. This was his mission. But how did he do this? He's the supreme enjoyer. He is Vishaya. He is the Lord himself. He is gospel by Sahar. He is the enjoyer of us. He is not the servant of us. So we've heard over and over many beautiful descriptions of how Mahaprabhu, why he came, the conditions, But in this case, we're going to understand how this actually took place. How Mahaprabhu, having taken on this older complexion of Srimati Radharani, this mood of Radharani, that how he became instructed how to fulfill that goal. Because if he didn't go to the school of Radharani and the little teachers, Lalita and Vishaka, and Siddhartha Pandit, the principal, Radharani himself, then how could he know? How could he learn? So it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu is like a grand ocean, the unlimited ocean of conclusive truth and God. Everything is there, he is everything. And when the sun evaporates that ocean, it turns into clouds. And then those clouds, they go over the land and they distribute all of that. But not just all of the ocean, because the ocean contains so many things. The spilled essence, the most pure part of the ocean, is taken out in the form of rainwater and cloud. And this is what was distributed and became a cloud. And Roy Romanta, the Shaka gave his white cap cloud, distributing that distilled essence of knowledge. But there's another thing. The rainwater, that's part of the ocean, but under special conditions, like for instance, there's one constellation, one special nutshell, smoky nutshell. And that constellation, when it rains under those conditions, the rain that falls, when it falls in different places, like on a banana leaf, that rain becomes gaffer. When it falls on the head of a snake, it becomes a jewel. When it falls into the ocean, and it lands on an oyster, it becomes a pearl. So, when Roy Ramananda redistributed that water, that knowledge, that understanding of Ras, back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was like that Swati Nakshatra transformed it because of that special condition, because of that special, because it was coming from Kshatra. More than that water was there. Mahaprabhu, as Krishna, he knows everything about Ras, but he doesn't know what Kshatra knows. He can't. And why the Shaka? He already had Swarup Gautama, was the he already had heard to that he knew her with pointer. Why did Swarup Gautama instruct him to do this? Because the Shaka was born on exactly the same day as Srimati Radharani. So she has the same reflection, the same look, and exactly the same mood as Srimati Radharani. Lalita is a little bold and angry. She's harsh. She's irreverent. She's very strong towards Krishna. But Vishaka, like Radharani, is mixed. She has Radha's mood. So in order to most perfectly teach at this point, we needed to hear from Radharani. So Mahaprabhu is going to be very eager for this meeting. And he's walking and going from one place together and finally arrives at the bathroom of the Ganga River. And there he takes his bath, and then he goes into a secluded place, a little distance from the bank. And there he's chanting, and he's so emotional, he's beautiful, sitting there. I don't say nothing. Religious is the word of all suggestions. Young, beautiful. And then, in the distance, you hear this tumultuous sound. And this giant procession of favorite Brahmins, and they're proceeding, they're beating drums and kettles and blowing horns. And there's a Kalakrin and Amida going all the way back. And then he gets off the Kalakrin, and then he sees in the distance that beautiful cold golden sannyasi. And that's Sanyasi, Mahaprabhu, he sees Roy Ramananda. Every instinct, every virtue, he wants to see Roy Ramananda in person. But because of medicine, because of the war, he has to sit there and wait. And Ramananda Roy is very brave. He's the governor of all of the tribe in India, the most powerful and winning man. And he has to restrain himself. But very slowly, he separates himself from the group. And he goes towards where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is standing. And he begins to walk towards him. And then they see each other. And Mahaprabhu gets up. And he says, "Are you Lord Ramananda?" He says, "Yes, I am Lord Ramananda, a sutra, and your humble servant." And then all of a sudden they embrace. And the separation, and the feelings, and the desires that they had all this time. And they were embracing. And the Brahmins are looking at the gas and wondering, what's going on? You see the beautiful sannyasi. And he's embracing against all objection. He's embracing Lord Ramananda, who although he's so exalted as a shudra. And on Lord Ramananda, he's probably the king. He's so great, he's so learned, he's always in control. And he's embracing the sannyasi. And they're rolling on the ground, and they can't understand what's going on. And they couldn't understand what's going on because it's smart. And seeing this, that perhaps that they were being observed by people who did not have the right qualification. Right on that, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was correct themselves. And then they began speaking in a more formal way. And then they arranged for a meeting later that night.
Thank you. I told you to speak on the teaching and Siddhant, and you went only history of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Raya Ramananda. Only platform, not any teaching, and so you should try to speak on the real subject, not history. History so long. Now, Rambija Kira. Shruti. Oh. Eta Kirtan Karla. Govinda Damo Dharmadhi. সকালে ঘুমাচ্ছে আমারও ঘুম লাগছে জলদি কর গোবিন্দ দামো Thank you.
sai go rang jai sai go rang
धाम परिक्रमा समाप्ति दिवस की जगन्नाथ महोत्सव की समवेत भक्त बिंद की गौर प्रेमानंद जो 15 मिनट्स एनी हरि कथा यू लाइक बट हरि कथा सम टीचिंग ऑफ महाप्रभु और कृष्ण प्रहलाद और एनी You can see it if you like. Or stand. But in a very like a lion, like Asham Maharaj, like Aranya Maharaj, very boldly and strongly and loudly. Madhav Maharaj.
and in this way making their life successful.
Just like as Lord Krishna took birth, the same situation took place, and everything became very auspicious in all Raj and all Navadvip at that time. Springtime appeared in all directions, and we could only hear the holy name of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody came, Brahmans, Vaishyas, everybody came to offer his best donations, gifts, whatever beautiful things they had.
Do you remember what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in Santipur to Raghunath Das Goswami? Can you tell? What he told to Raghunath Das Goswami in Santipur? If you cannot tell, then can you tell that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami? Please you should tell.
He told Rupa Goswami at prayer that actually what I will tell you is only one drop of the ocean of Ras, which is unlimited. I will give you only one drop, and this drop is able to inundate the whole universe. So it will inspire you, and then it will make your life successful if you hear this teaching. So he starts to speak about all kinds of living entities who are pious, following Vedic Vedic teachings, all kind of divide members of the society, those who are atheists, immoral, those who are following Vedic teachings, who are like on a higher platform. Then he started to speak about bhakti, and he said that as soon as somebody gets the
Bhakti Lata. Hai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, out of bhakti, which is not bhakti. He is telling that now he told about bhakti. But first what he told, not bhakti? So why you are telling like so?
So we talk about pure bhakti. And
what is pure bhakti?
This is the culture of all endeavors through speech, thought, activities, and also inner sentiments, that everything we do, we should do to please the Lord, to please Krishna in a favorable attitude. And in this practice, we should never cover our activity by any jnana, karma, and yoga, austerity, penances, and astrology, or whatsoever. And there we should also have no desire, material desire, nyabiras, stasunya, no, not any material desires. Then, if we practice this pure bhakti, then our heart will become purified by divine love, and some transformation will appear in our heart, like some heart will come first, thank God. Our permanent relationship with Krishna will be established, and then the other symptoms of Sattvic Bhava, Dhyavishali Bhava, Adhva, all this transformation will appear one after the others, and when everything in God wants, then it will create a wonderful situation. It will be like nectar. It will be called Bhakti Rasa. And at that time, when we experience this Bhakti Rasa, then our life will be completely successful. And there will be.
Has he given any example
of?
Any example how bhakti seed comes and grows, develops?
So when the bhakti is given by Sri Gurudev to the practitioner, then he should become like a gardener. He should plant the seed in his heart, and he should water the seed by Shravan and Kirtan. He should chant and hear and remember everything about the Lord's beautiful form, rup, guru, attributes, and vilas, pastimes. And he should also protect his bhakti-lata by friends, which is sarva-sangha. Actually, he will be deprived of doing any offenses to other Vaishnavas under guidance, anugatya, from his Gurudev. And he should also take away from his heart the two witches, which are like ghosts haunting his heart, like bhakti and mukti. Otherwise, he will never be able to experience happiness, ananda. And in this way, day by day, bhakti will make his way away in his heart by the mercy of his Gurudev. Sambit Shakti and Lalini Shakti combined together as a ray of a divine love will come in his heart and create a transformation, and pure bhakti will appear at that time in his heart, and he will understand by this experience what is the mood of the residence of the spiritual world, and he will follow in the footsteps of one which is the devotee that he wants to, which he wants to develop the same moods, like Lalita, Vishata, Upamanjari, Ratamanjari. And in this way, taking shelter of the bars of the residence of the spiritual world, you will be able to attain perfection in this life.
Thank you. Sorry. Try to speak like this. Try to speak like this on real subjects. Niche mitti para. Dand ko rakho niche. Aise. Aur daina se usko pakdo. बोलो हाँ वही बोलो हिंदी में बोलो हिंदी में बोल सकता है चलो इंग्लिश बोलो
so that I'm able understand the spiritual subject matter. So, in the condition of craft work, this spiritual subject matter is very inconsiderable. The scripture is told that Prakruta Vastu Nahe, Aprakruta Vastu Nahe, Prakruta Indriya Gosha. The transcendental subject matter cannot be perceived to the material senses. Atasri Krishna Namaari, Na Bhare Gaudam Indri, Sevan Bhakuni Vimaja, Sar Evastra Vyata. The Krishna's name for qualities, pastimes are transcendental. Completely transcendental to the material platform. But by service, rendering loving service under the guidance of a pure devotee, it will automatically be manifest so that we can understand. But the conditions of jiva not understanding the real goal of life. They are all engaged in material sense gratification. Now they will stop to contain the Vishnu. Last year they were So one is blind, so good leaders are blind and guiding others. This is the condition of the material person. So you can put question that in this place, in this material world, completely ignorance. So how we got the association of such a pure exalted monastic guru? This is the mercy of Krishna. Brahmanda Bhumite Pur Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Maya Bhakti Lata Jiva. They were ordering lakhs, millions of Brahmandas, millions of lives. So by the accumulation of previous sukrit, we can able to get the association. Bhaktistu Bhagavata Bhakta Sangena Parijayate Satsanga Bhaktyate Kunti Sukrite Purvasanchite. By accumulation of millions of lives of sukriti, we can able to get the association. It is very rare get a pure devotee as guru. This is Krishna's mercy. Because Sri Guru is Krishna Kruva Sri Murti, is the embodiment of the mercy potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the mercy of Krishna will take a form, then that is Sri Guru. And the Gurudev, by surrendering to Gurudev, by accepting bona fide Guru, it is only possible if the Gurudev will inject the subject matter. Devar Krishna, the Dattva, it will be revealed in the disciple's heart. Otherwise, it is not possible. Shastra says, Tasma Guru Pravadeya Jikyasu Shreya Puttama Sabde Paresha Nisnava Brahmani Vasavastra. So this Guru, able to understand the top vastu, the subject matter, transcendental subject matter, there is top vastu and top vastu. The top vastu, the inquiry about the materialistic advice. But the top vastu is inquiry about the Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry about the soul, inquiry about the Supreme Lord. What is the goal of life? So this is should be the disciples' goal when one approaches the bona fide guru. He should inquire, who am I? Why am I suffering in this material world of millions of lifetime? Completely ignorant. Why can't I understand Krishna? What is the goal of life? By this inquiry, tat vijnanartham tasma guru pravartyet jigyasu shreya. Then we inquire this shreya, triya shreya in the life. As Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says to Lord Krishna, he accepted Krishna as the guru. Kaparnya dosa bodh surbhava uchami, tam dhan pasna kura cheta. Just shreya is chitam syam, duhi tamne, shishtya shreya sadhanam, tam prakarna. He asking, O Krishna, O Gurudev, please instruct me, what is this prayer in my life? I don't want prayer. Though it is very preliminary subject matter, but it's very rare. How many inquiry from Sri Gurudev, what is this prayer in his life? Not wanting material benefit, material or material agent, very rare. If I really inquire from the spiritual master, O Gurudev, I don't want any material. Please instruct me, the Shreya. Please be merciful towards me so that I will understand the Shreya of the life. The Gurudev is very merciful. If you be merciful, he completed the embodiment of the merciful of the Supreme Lord. He definitely will be empowered, definitely be merciful. Sour is mercy so that we can understand about Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yesterday we observed the Bhakti of Satyananda Gaur. Satyananda Gaur Hari, who is Satyananda Gaur Hari? Lord Krishna himself, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we, all these speakers, devotees, they are very qualified and not qualified, and try to talk secretly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhama Bhakta Majjaya Mahamu Haskuru, Mahavasthi Satyam Devati Jani Piyosu. Also he told Sabha Dharman Parikya Jamamitam Saranatha. This instructions Krishna gave very valuable instructions. He gave confidential, and most confidential instructions in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to this all the mankind. But how many of us understood? Nobody understood. Krishna went to his abode, Vitagar's abode, and thought, he contemplated on this. I gave all the instructions of more confidential instructions. But how many did give us, conditional material to give up to understanding this? To surrender to Supreme Lord Krishna, to meet the goal of life, to render loving service to the divine purpose of Radha Krishna. Nobody can understand. So Krishna thought, I have to go, I have to teach them this bhakti. So Krishna, taking the mode and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna is the object of love. So devotees, all the devotees, render loving service to Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme angel, the object of love. Here he doesn't have this quality, this love, abode of love. It is only with Radharani, the asura jatiya prem. So Krishna taking this asadhyati of prem from Srimati Radharani, the love and complexion of Srimati Radharani, he came as Srimati Radharani as a practical teacher to teach us Saranadhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari, so fast the Sri Rama Samavagari. Atyanta Dullava Prema Parivara Jana, Sikhaya Saranadhati Bhutatera Prana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's all eternal associates. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is his brother Balaram. And all his complete eternal associates came here to teach this Saranagati. Then we can understand what is Saranagati, how to render service, how to surrender. We surrender Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to God. We completely surrender. That is not partial, conditional, or artificial surrender. The Saranagati should be true surrender. In the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Saranagati is the backbone of bhakti. If one doesn't have the Saranagati, without Saranagati, our bhakti, sadhana, our business. The Saranagati should be completely not artificial. Artificial is not there, Gurudev, I am a disciple. It's artificial. Conditional, typical condition. The Gurudev, this I want, and what you want, please instruct me. This is conditional. And past year, something else doing and just attending. So this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two slides. So by again, he completely surrendered the lotus feet of a Guru, Rasi Guru, like Guru Dev. We can achieve all this thing, we can enter into Buddhism. So that I am Guru Dev, who are the first spiritual Buddha Krishna is in nectar of instruction. The Naam Rupa Charita is with the Naam. Kavena Manasi, the Manasa Asana Gyev Jyotya, Sishna Brade, the Naam Gagi, the Naam Gagi, if we have faith to understand what is Brother Prem, how we can achieve that, that prem in this life, if we are ready, then we should follow this instruction. The Nama Rupa Charita is to be the Nama. Krishna's name for qualities, all the things. Kravena Manasi Nasani Hidden to Krishna Raja Kadaru Rani, Janan Rani. We should be completely in anugatya of a bona fide Sadhguru, Rasik Vaishnava. Is completely endowed to the mood of the eternal associate of Krishna. Completely bhakti rasa. So the Rasik Vaishnava, under guidance of the Rasik Vaishnava, Tadanurati, Janandurami, and we can completely totally follow, not at one day, two day. Completely, eternally, anumis, jiranta, continuously, then one day will be able to get that prema and by the Guru Dev's mercy. This is, I try to offer the answers to the Guru Dev. Please, there is an offense on the Guru Dev's mercy.
In the last days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was only in Gambhira mein jab wo the, to apne antim samay mein prem mein behval hote the. Din mein kisi prakar kat jata, raat katti nahi. You can note. रात कटती नहीं थी. किसी प्रकार से रामानंद और स्वरूप दामोदर के साथ बड़ी मुश्किल से और रात कटता था. जैसे बतलाया गया है शास्त्रों में उज्ज्वल नीलमणि इत्यादि में, युगायतं निमिषेन चक्षुषा प्रवृषायत शून्यायिं जगत सर्वं गोविंद विरहे. महाप्रभु कृष्ण के विरह में एक क्षण को भी कोटि कोटि युग जैसा मानते थे. द्विपराब्ध का और उनके मिलन में कितना कोटि कोटि पराब्ध काल भी एक क्षण के समान में बीतता था. राधा जी का भी ऐसा ही था. तो ये महाप्रभु के जीवन में देखा जाता है. उस समय राय रामानंद के साथ में, स्वरूप दामोदर के साथ में, महाप्रभु जी ने अपने अंतिम दिनों में 8 श्लोक लिखा और उस पर विचार किया. ये 8 श्लोक चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापनम श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्या बुद्धि जीवनम आनंदाम्बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदनम पूर्णामृतास्वादनम सर्वात्मस्नपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण शंकर. ये जो 8 श्लोक हैं अष्टकालीय लीला है समझो. अष्टकालीय लीला। और जैसे महामंत्र में आठ युगल हैं, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम, 16 नाम अष्ट युगल। इसमें मिलन और विरह, संभोग और विप्रलंब दोनों है, किंतु आठ, इसमें भी आठ युगल है। ये सब कहां पर किसने बतलाया है, ये सब चीज ये याद नहीं आ रहा। भजन रहस्य में भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ने उसमें बतलाया है। आप लोग इस सब का अनुशीलन करेंगे, रोज रोज ये पूछने की अधिक जरूरत नहीं है, महाराज जी 2 वर्ष हो गया, 3 वर्ष हो गया, 4 वर्ष हो गया, 20 वर्ष हो गया, 25 वर्ष, अब नया क्या चीज। ये सब पूछने की अधिक जरूरत नहीं। हरि कथा सुनो, पूछना है तो कुछ पूछो, जिस विषय में पूछना है, किंतु स्थिर रखो, जो कुछ भी है साध्य और साधन हरि नाम में मिली वे सको, हरि नाम में सब कुछ मिलेगा, जो तुम नहीं जिसकी कल्पना कर सकते हो हरि नाम करो उसे मिल जाएगा। ये जो नाम है इन नामों में कृष्ण की सारी लीलाएं, सुदिताश्रित जनार्थ रास रम्य चुक चित सुख घन सुख स्वरूपिणी नाम गोकुल महोत्सवायते कृष्ण पूर्ण बपुषे। कृष्ण नाम पूर्ण बपुषे, नाम ध्येय जो कृष्ण है उनका पूर्ण बपुषे, पूर्ण नाम में जितनी भी लीलाएं हैं कृष्ण की, जैसे जसोमती नंदन, ब्रजवरनागर, गोकुलरंजन कान, गोपी परान धन मदन मनोहर कालीय दमन विधान, अमल हरि नाम अमी अभिलाषा इत्यादि कीर्तन, और उस कीर्तन में विभाव विशेष, ये सब नाम की व्याख्या है। नामों में सब कुछ है। नाम का चिंतन करते करते, उनकी दया मांगते मांगते, हरि नाम तुआ अनेक वस्व, जशोदा नंदन आनंद वर्धन नंद तनय रस रूप, यू नो द मीनिंग, और सब लीलाओं का उसमें वर्णन किया। नाम में सब कुछ है, बड़े प्रेम के साथ में नाम करो। यदि नाम करेगो गुरु वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में, अनु निरंतर अनु अनुगत्य में, अनु निरंतर धाम में वास कर, वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में वैष्णव के साथ, तो ये नाम अपना प्रभाव विकसित करे। चेतु दर्पण मार्जनम, चित्त रूपी दर्पण मार्जित हो जाए, उसमें अपना स्वरूप ही देख सकेंगे, अनर्थ सब दूर हो जाएंगे, नामापराध धामापराध वैष्णवापराध गुरु अवज्ञा श्रुति शास्त्र निंदनम तदर्थ बाद अर्थवाद शरीर में, जड़ शरीर में आत्मबोध इत्यादि जितने अपराध और अनर्थ है, यहाँ तक कि लय, विप्रपत्ति, विक्षेप, कषाय और जितने हैं, सब कुछ चेतो दर्पण मार्जन कैसे, पहले सदगुरु पदाश्रय करो। गुरु भी उन्नत कोटि का तत्वज्ञ और रसिक हो और फिर उनसे नाम और दीक्षा लेकर बड़े विश्वास के साथ में अनर्थ निवृत्ति के बाद में जो नाम होगा उस नाम से चेतो दर्पण मार दो। नमाभास से नहीं होगा भाई, शुद्ध नाम से होगा, किंतु शुद्ध नाम कैसे होगा इसके लिए पहले ही दे दिया। अंततः जुगाड़ है, जब अपराध थोड़ा सा क्षीण हो जाएगा तो भागवता प्रायण नष्ट नष्ट अभद्रेश नित्यम भागवत तब होगा। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी इस श्लोक की व्याख्या में कहते हैं ऐसे ही अनर्थ दूर नहीं होगा, चित्त दर्पण मार्जन नहीं होगा, शुद्ध गुरु से गुरु पदाश्रय करके उनकी सेवा करते 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 पहले पारमार्थिक श्रद्धा होगी, पारमार्थिक श्रद्धा करते 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 श्रद्धा वो समझ लो श्रद्धा होगी और श्रद्धा के बाद में निष्ठा होगी और निष्ठा के बाद में रति होगी रुचि, रुचि के साथ में नाम ग्रहण करोगे तो क्या होगा चेतो दर्पण मार्जन, चित्रूपी दर्पण मार्जन होगा। महादावाग्नि निर्वापनम, कोई हरिनाम अभी कर रहा है, कैंसर टीबी क्या क्या रोग हो रहे हैं, किसी को स्त्री ने छोड़ दिया, किसी को पति ने छोड़ दिया, किसी को रोग है वो चल ही नहीं सकता, न चल सकता है, लड़की की शादी है बेटे की शादी है, बेटा छोड़ दिया, मर रहा, गाली गलौज कर रहा, पति छोड़ दिया, घर द्वार नहीं है, कितने मरने का भय कष्ट है, तरह तरह के ये उपद्रव हैं। भव महादावा, ये जन्म लेना मरना और उसके जो है ना कष्ट हैं, ये भव महादावा, इसी को प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने बतलाया था। ऐसे जलते हुए घर को छोड़कर वन में गुरु पदाश्रय करके वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में भजन करना ही जीवन का श्रेष्ठ, अपने पिता को बतलाया था क्या सत्साधु मन ने, तो इसलिए चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वा, ऐसे भाई दूर नहीं होगा, इस चीज की समस्या है, उस चीज की समस्या है, उस चीज की समस्या है, ये रोग है, ये कष्ट है। आज एक आदमी बोले कि मैं बेंगलोर में, दिल्ली में, वृंदावन में, यहाँ वहाँ सर्वत्र मैंने डॉक्टरों को, वैद्यों को, फिजिशियन को, सबको दिखलाया 12-14 वर्ष से, किंतु मेरा रोग ही नहीं दूर हो रहा है, ये कैसे जाएगा, वो अपना कर्मफल भोगना पड़ेगा, किंतु जब वो रुचि के साथ में नाम आएगा तो उसे ये दूर हो जाएगा। कोई भी ऐसा प्रॉब्लम जगत में नहीं है जो कि नाम के द्वारा, शुद्ध नाम के द्वारा, गुरु सेवा के द्वारा दूर नहीं होगा, भाग्य को भी पलट देगा शुद्ध नाम। जो कर्म में लिखा है, कर्म के लेख को भी मिटा देने वाला ये हरिनाम है और गुरु वैष्णव की सेवा है। मार्कंडे जी का ऐसा था, मर जाने वाला था, जन्मते ही मर जाएगा, तो उन्होंने शंकर जी की शरण ले ली और शिवलिंग पकड़ करके बैठ गया और मृत्यु आई नहीं।
जब
महाराज आए किंतु उनका भाग्य पलट गया और उनकी आयु कितनी मिली? आयु 14 कल्प की आयु उनको मिल गई। भाई भाग्य को मिटा देगा ने? मरने से मत डरो, ये नवजीवन मिलेगा वो जीवन है। कष्टों से मत भगड़ाओ, कष्ट आएंगे किंतु भगवान के नाम के द्वारा भाव महादावाग्नि निर्वापरम श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरण। जब अनर्थ दूर हो जाएगा, संसार के ताप ताप सब दूर हो जाएंगे, हरि भजन के अनुकूल जितने भी गुण हैं भक्ति समय सब इसमें विकसित हो जाए। कैसे? नामचंद्र है, अमृत है, जैसे चंद्र की ज्योत्सना से जैसे विकसित हो जाते हैं। कौन सी? लीली और जो फूल है कुमुदिनी, श्रेया कुमुदिनी, वो खिल जाती है। ऐसे तुम्हें भगवान के भक्ति के अनुकूल जितने भी गुण हैं वो सब खिल जाएंगे हरि नाम के द्वारा। किंतु नाम ऐसा हो गुरु पदाश्रय, गुरु के अनुगत्य में, वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में, निष्ठा रुचि तक आकर के रुचि के साथ में करो। उस समय हरि नाम में परिश्रम न रहेगा, नींद नहीं आएगी और अनर्थ नहीं लगेंगे। श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरण विद्यावधु जीवनम, ऐसा जो नाम है शुद्ध नाम कैसा है? विद्यावधु जीवनम, अब यहीं से मुक्ति हुई। विद्यावधु जीवन, विद्या कौन? विद्या माने विद्यावधु, भक्ति, भक्ति रूपी वधु के जीवन है। भक्ति क्या है? राधिका जी की, कृष्ण की सेवा करने की जो प्रवृत्ति है वही है भक्ति। वो विद्यावधु जीवन, ऐसी भक्ति का जीवन प्राणनाथ कृष्ण है। इसलिए नाम करोगे तो भक्ति अपने आप होगी। विद्यावधु जीवनम आनंदाम बोधि वर्धनम, अब ये नाम शुद्ध हो आया, अब प्रेम आया, अब इसमें प्रेम स्नेह मान प्रणय सब इसमें आने लगे। तो क्या आनंदाम्बुधि वर्धन, आनंद की अम्बुधि समुद्र बढ़ने लग गया। कैसे? महाप्रभु जी कैसे आनंद में डूब जाते हैं, विरह में कभी, मिलन में कभी कुछ। एवं व्रतस्य प्रिय नाम कृत्या जातानुरागो जित चित्त उच्च हसत तथो रोदति रौति गायत उन्मादयति नित्यति लोकवाहि। ऐसी कभी हंसते हैं, कल रसानंद साहब बतला रहे थे किस लिए हंसते हैं, किस लिए रोते हैं, किस लिए जमीन पर लौटते हैं, किस लिए क्या करते हैं, संसार के लोग नहीं समझ सकते, रसिक जन ही उसको समझे, दूसरा नहीं। तो ये पागल, सुखदेव गोस्वामी को लोग पागल कहेंगे, ये नंग घूम किस लिए लंगे हैं, उनको फुर्सत नहीं, उनको देह में होश नहीं। इल्यानंदाम बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम, प्रतिपदम अथवा प्रतिपदम क्या, आनंदाम बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णास्वाद, आनंद प्रतिदिन वर्धित होता है। और आनंदाम बोधि वर्धनम, आनंद काम बढ़ जाता है, मैं जैसे समुद्र में लहर होती है, आनंद की लहर में वो डूब जाता है। पूर्णामृतास्वादनम सर्वात्मा स्नपनम, और अंत में वो डूब जाता, अर्थात तो उसकी पूर्ण रूप से शुद्धि हो, सिद्धि हो करके गोलोक वृंदावन में जिस रस से उपासना करता है उसकी पूर्ति हो जाती है। अब चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम, वो तो हो गया पहले ही कर, नहीं ठहरो बात में, बीच में मत बोलो नहीं तो गड़बड़। क्या कह रहा था? एक अच्छा विचार आया, बीच में गड़बड़ कर दी, बहुत सुंदर विचार। हाँ, अब प्रारंभ कर रहे हैं फिर से। चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम कैसे होगा, अब उसके लिए ये बतला रहे। नाम नाम अकारी बहुधानी, ये सब कृष्ण ने अपनी सारी शक्ति जो एक मिनट के अंदर में, एक सेकंड के अंदर में, एक पलक झपते ही विश्व ब्रह्मांड का लय प्रलय कर देते हैं, और फिर नई करोड़ों करोड़ों ब्रह्मांडों की सृष्टि कर सकते हैं। ये शक्ति बड़े सुंदर हैं, रसिक हैं, मधुर हैं, अहेतुकी कृपालु हैं। ये सब नाम उसमें भर दी और दिन रात का विचार नहीं किया। ये दिन में नहीं ले सकते, रात में नहीं ले सकते, सवेरे नहीं, बिना स्नान किए खाए भोजन किए नहीं ले सकते, टहलते हुए नहीं कर सकते, बिना माला के नहीं कर सकते, ऐसा कोई भी नियम नहीं बनाया। किंतु मेरा दुर्दैव है जो इसमें नाम। अब ये दुर्दैव को छोड़ाओ तब चेतो दर्पण मारते। वो दुर्दैव क्या है? अपराध, अनर्थ, इसलिए रुचि नहीं होती। ऐसा नाम मधुर और इसमें टेस्ट नहीं आता, क्यों? वो कमला रोग हो गया है। कमला रोग माने पीलिया रोग। मिश्री मीठी नहीं लगती, किंतु वही मिश्री दवाई भी है पथ्य भी है। मिश्री से ही वो रोग दूर होता है पहले। आजकल तो नए नए डिस्कवरी हो रही, अभी भी वही है। इसलिए निरंतर हरिनाम करो और प्रार्थना करो ये अपराध मुक्त नाम हमारा कैसे होगा, कैसे होगा, उसका उपाय क्या है? हाँ, एक उपाय है, तृणादपि सुनी चेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानि नामानदे कीर्तनीया सदा। यदि हरिनाम करने की इच्छा है और उसे प्रेम कैसे उत्पन्न होगा जानने की इच्छा है, तो हे राय रामानंद और स्वरूप दामोदर सुनो की रूप लैले नाम प्रेम उपजाय। सुनो, किस प्रकार से ये शुद्ध नाम लेने से हृदय में प्रेम होता है। लोग रू से मुझे रोजी पूछते हैं कि और कुछ बतलाई, और मैं बतलाते बतलाते हार जाता हूं। आज सुन लो, हृदय खोल करके जैसा करो, और यदि नहीं होता है तब हमारे पास में आओ। अंततः तो कुछ करो, तो कुछ करेगा नहीं महाराज जी, कैसे हो जाएगा? अब कुछ करेंगे नहीं, हम जैसा कर रहे हैं तो कैसे हो? अरे कुछ तो करो। तृणादपि सुनी चेन, यदि हरिनाम करना चाहते हो, प्रेम चाहते हो, तृणात अपि सुनी चेन, तृण पर पैर दो और उठा लो तो फिर वो खड़ा हो जाता है। वैष्णव लोग इस तृण की अपेक्षा, तृणात अपि सुनी चेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना, वृक्ष के समान नहीं। वृक्ष को पत्थर दो तो फल देता है, काट दो कुछ नहीं बोलता, जला दो भी कुछ नहीं बोलता, पानी भी नहीं मांगता, और जो उसके पास में आता है छाया, फल, छाल, डाल, पत्ते, सब कुछ देता है। नीम के पत्ते से बहुत से उपकार होते हैं, उसका रस होता है उससे भी, निमौरी से भी, उसके छाल से भी, अर्जुन वृक्ष के छाल से, उसके पेड़ से, बहुत तरह तरह की दवाइयां बनती हैं। पेड़ नहीं कहता जी हम नहीं दें, जानवर भाग जाएंगे उनसे कोई दवा बनाओ तो। अंडरस्टैंड?
animal will run away. If you go to make medicine from them, to take their hair, eyes, or anything. But trees will never run away. तो वो नहीं भाग सकते. तत्रिनाथ अपि सुनिचर तरोरपि सहिष्णु. तरो की अपेक्षा अधिक सहिष्णु बनो. सुख दुख सहो, मान अपमान सहो, खुजलाहट में ही मत लग जाओ. वो खुजली है, बस छोड़ो. यदि और दूसरों को जो योग्य है उनको योग्यता के अनुसार में मान सम्मान दो. और यदि नहीं दे सकते तो ये सोचो जो कृष्ण इसके अंदर में है इसलिए उसको सम्मान दे. अपना सम्मान मत हो. लड़ाई झगड़ा तो इसी का. कोई कुछ कह दिया और लड़ाई. सुखदेव गोस्वामी को कोई गाली देगा तो लड़ेंगे कि नहीं? नहीं, नहीं लड़े. देवती मैया को कोई गाली दे और उसको नंगी कर दे तो क्या करेगी? द्रौपदी तो पुकारने लगी, वो पुकारेगी भी नहीं, उसको होश ही नहीं. ऐसा बनो यदि हरि नाम करना चाहते हो. दूसरों को सम्मान दो. यदि कोई भी गुण नहीं है तो भगवान तो उसके अंदर में है ही है. इसलिए जानी कृष्ण अधिष्ठान. हाँ भाई, क्या करना होगा? उसके साथ साथ में कुछ करना होगा. कोई भी जागतिक आकांक्षा न हो, न धनम, न जन्म, न सुंदरी कविता वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरे भवता भवतु रहे. कोई भी चीज मत चाहो, न धनम, न जन्म, स्त्री पुत्र परिवार भ्राता बंधु सब मत चाहो. धनम न सुंदरी कविता, सुंदरी कविता मत चाहो. जब विद्या हो जाएगी तो भगवान का भजन करेंगे. जो है उसी से भजन करो. आकर के गौड़िया मठ में और कॉलेज में पढ़ने के लिए बहुत से लोग यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ने जाते हैं. डोंट गो, नो नीड. कम इन द स्कूल ऑफ गौरकिशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज एंड कॉलेज ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर. डोंट गो देयर. कुछ पढ़ना नहीं है. स्वामी जी के शिष्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज के जितने बड़े बड़े सन्यासी शिष्य वो कॉलेज गए और सब लोग नष्ट हो गए. कोई जो योग्यता है उसी को भगवान की सेवा में त्रिनाथपि सुनित जैसा रह करके और लगाओ यदि भजन करना चाहते. कीर्तन सीखने के लिए वो किसी व्यक्ति के पास में खोल सीखने के लिए, राग रागनी सीखने के लिए बहुत से लोग जाते हैं. कोई मृदंग सीखने के लिए जाते हैं, कोई कीर्तन सीखने के लिए जाते हैं. वो सीख करके क्या करेंगे? पेशावर होंगे, पैसे मिलेंगे और फिर मत जाओ. जो गुण जो भगवान ने दिया है बस उसी से संतुष्ट होकर के भगवान का भजन करो, नाम करो. बहुत से लोग हम मठ में भी कहते हैं, अब संस्कृत में हमारा इस कॉलेज में नाम लिखवा दो, हम पढ़ेंगे, हम वो करेंगे, स्कूल में पढ़ेंगे, यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ेंगे, हम वैद्यगिरी सीखेंगे. ये कोई जरूरत एस्ट्रोलॉजी सीखते हैं, मत जाओ. तो कहाँ तक गया? जगदीश कामे मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरे भवती भक्ति अहेतु की भक्ति हो और कुछ नहीं. अरे समझ लो, तुम दीनहीन है, त्रिनादपि सुनीच है, समझो. क्यों? तुम भगवान के चरणों की एक धूली कणा के समान है, तुम्हारा कोई महत्व नहीं है. यदि कृष्ण के चरणों के साथ में लगे हो तब तक उसका महत्व, नहीं तो कोई महत्व नहीं. एक धूली, ए डस्ट, if it is not contact to Krishna or Vaishnava, there are so much dust in whole world. But why we go to Gurudev to take dust? That dust is. I want to be that dust. Oh, dust. Dhuli kada. Ye jiv ka sarup hai. Isliye usme abhiman kyon? Abhiman mat karo. Main bahut janta hoon. Are kal mrityu hogi, wo to nahi janta. क्या हो जाएगा कुछ नहीं जानता है, इसलिए खूब विश्वास के साथ में हरि नाम करो गुरु वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में। जब मैं कृष्ण के चरणों का दास हूं और छोटा सा कण हूं, उसके पहले मैं गुरु जी के चरणों में लगूंगा और वो निकाल करके यदि कृष्ण के चरणों में दे दे, ऐसा सोचो और तब प्रार्थना करो क्या प्रेम प्राप्ति के लिए। नयनं गलदाश्रुधारया बदनं गदगदरुद्धया गिरा कुलकर निचितं बपुह कदातो नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति। कब हे प्रभो, हे नाम धेय, हे नाम कृष्ण, हे राधिके, उनको पुकारो नाम करते समय, हा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम। नहीं कुछ होता है, नहीं आंखों में आंसू आते हैं, छलकते हैं, हा गौ हा नित्यानंद हा हरिदास ठाकुर करो, हा सचिनंदन गौर हरि दया करो। आपने जागाई मधाई को प्रेम दिया, लाखों भक्तों को दिया, हमारे ऊपर में कृपा दीन हीन होकर के ऐसे करो तो रात में जब कोई नहीं हो, बिना किसी से बात करते हुए करो। नयनं गलदाश्रुधारया बदनं गदगदरुद्धया गिरा कुलकैर निचितं बपुः कदा तो नाम ग्रहण। कब ऐसा होगा? जब जब ऐसा होगा तभी संतुष्टि नहीं होगी, तब वो आगे बढ़ करके कहेंगे जुगाई तंग निमिषेन चक्षुषा प्राप्रिशायितुं सुन्नाइं जगत सर्वं गोविंद विरहे। ऐसी कब दशा होगी गोविंद के विरह में एक क्षण लाखों जूग परार्ध के समान लगेगा, और परार्ध समय भी उनके दर्शन में एक सेकंड, ऐसा कब होगा? होगा, ऐसा हो सकता है। कब होगा? जब राधा जी की कृपा होगी। क्या श्लोक अंतिम? आश्लिष्टो आपादरतम, तब ऐसी दशा। ये मदनक भाव तक जाएगा ये श्लोक। असली स्वापादरतांग विनष्टमान अदर्शनांग मर्म हतांग करो तुवा जथा तथा विदधातु लंपटो मत प्राणाथस्तु। आपको जैसे खुशी हो, हे गुरुदेव मैं संन्यास लेने में यदि आप सुखी हो तो सदा, यदि हमें नंगा